It's a brisk fall Friday morning in Utica, New York, and the Nail Creek Pub has just opened for business. As the lunch crowd files in, they'll have their choice of craft beers from New York State. But another product produced in their own backyard is beginning to make a splash. Just ask pub owner Chris Talga.
I like to eat and drink locally, and with all the apples that we have here, it only makes sense to start to drink hard cider.
At his pub, Talgo has witnessed firsthand the rise of hard cider, an alcoholic beverage produced by fermenting unfiltered apple juice. Once the preferred drink of American colonists and former President Thomas Jefferson, hard cider fell into obscurity due to increased beer production in the 1820s. Only recently has hard cider begun to make a comeback.
This was originally built in Syracuse about 1890. 1885, and it's called a four-screw press.
Standing in front of the large wooden apple press that helped him enter the business, Matthew Kritz says he's excited about the industry's growth. Kritz runs the Harvest Moon Cidery in Cazenovia. He says hard cider appeals to women, people interested in a gluten-free drink, and young people who have traveled to countries that consume lots of it.
Kids go over there and drink cider in England and France and Europe, where cider is like 10 to 15% of the beverage sales, and they bring those tastes back with them.
New York State has sensed opportunity in the emerging industry. With its strong apple production, second only to Washington in the U.S., and the recent success of laws promoting on-site beer, wine, and liquor production by farmers, the state earlier this year extended a similar set of licensing guidelines to cider producers. The law allows growers with the license to produce up to 150,000 gallons a year. Sam Filler from Empire State Development explains that it's all part of a larger plan to aid New York agriculture through an emphasis on the products that can be made from crops.
As an orchard, you can, instead of selling just raw apples, you can take those apples and turn them into a vodka or turn them into a brandy or turn them into a hard cider and get even more value out of them.
At his cidery, Kritz does exactly that. Make a purely New York product from farm to glass and a raw product into a more valuable one. He's been doing it since 2011 and says the new law makes the industry more attractive to growers.
3 years ago, it was like 10 times as difficult. So now with the new farm cidery law, they've made it way easier for a new guy to start up. It's easy.
The law also changes the legal definition of a cider, which was unchanged since Prohibition. It enables flavored ciders to be sold in grocery stores, where consumers are most likely to see them. This gives rise to new creative possibilities that add even more value. Kritz is testing the limits with varieties that include maple syrup, honey, fruit juice, and hops.
As soon as we put one drop of anything but apple-based product, it was no longer a cider. Now they let us use, we can sweeten up to 20% with another fruit juice.
While the law helps growers get the most from their product, Sam Filler says that cider can also create economic value beyond the farm.
You need to hire a distiller, you need to hire someone to market the product for you. I'm going to work in your warehouse.
Back at his pub, Chris Talgo also has high hopes for the new law and the creative freedom it allows.
Variety is the key to our pub here. We try to bring in as many different beers and as many different ciders now as we can. So the more variety, the more options that we have, the better off we're going to be.
The hard cider industry is already worth over $600 million and growing. For producers in New York and nationally, optimism is what's on tap. For WAMC, I'm Ray Biggs with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.